listener production. A major cleanup underway on the West Coast and teachers prepare to walk out of classrooms. Partly cloudy today, a possible shower. We're heading to a top of 16 degrees. I'm Rachel Burke and this is your Hobart Local News. Wildlife authorities have completed the mammoth cleanup task following the tragic mass stranding of around 200 pilot whales in Macquarie Harbour and on Ocean Beach near Strawn on Wednesday last week. Local salmon companies helped the Department of Natural Resources and Environment tow the dead mammals into deep water yesterday. While a small number remain on Ocean Beach and will be buried there when conditions permit, about 44 whales were able to be saved throughout the operation. Hundreds of teacher assistants across Tasmania will join their colleagues in walking off the job on Wednesday. The fight to address growing wage and welfare concerns in the sector is heating up. The state's education union is behind the push, with their members fed up by what they say is disrespect and a lack of action. AEU Tasmania President David Genford says they're not getting what they deserve.
Our teacher assistants are some of the lowest paid of any profession, ones where they don't actually even get paid for the full 52 weeks, which is pretty much a disgrace.
It comes after a principal survey revealed the value of teacher aides in the classroom, with 93% of leaders describing the role as very important. Tasmania's housing crisis isn't showing any signs of improvement, despite the Housing Minister reiterating his confidence in delivering 10,000 affordable homes. The social housing waitlist is stagnating, with more than 4,000 locals still waiting for secure housing. Social housing applicant Shelley Ford says she's stressed over a lack of action.
I haven't heard nothing, not one word. I see all these empty houses, I ring my worker and say to them about these properties and yeah, nothing becomes of them.
While the state government is spruiking its Homes Tasmania bill, which will once again be up for debate when Parliament returns after already passing through the House of Assembly last month. But Shadow Housing Minister Ella Haddad says it's not bringing any new ideas to the table.
The problem with the Homes Tasmania bill is that it actually doesn't put in place any new powers or any new mechanisms to fast-track housing supply.
There are calls for pharmacists to offer more services to save Tasmanians a trip to the GP. They want to be able to offer more vaccinations and even some prescriptions. Pharmacy Guild President Professor Trent Toomey has told Seven the wait times for doctors these days are unacceptable.
There's a lot of things that we know Australians are really comfortable with having a conversation with their pharmacist about that can prevent them from having to wait many days to see a GP or to sit for many hours in one of our overcrowded emergency departments.
And to cricket, India has secured a 6-wicket win over Australia in the third and final T20 International. Cameron Green and Tim David helped the Aussies set up a score of 7 for 186. Tasmanian Matthew Wade caught for just one run. The hosts reached the target with one ball remaining.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.